name's Corinne. I'm from Corinna's Homeless and Vulnerable Project. The Homeless Project has been going for just over 2 years now. We do a two-course meal on a Monday, Wednesday and a Sunday. And we also help vulnerable people. So, like this evening, we're going to deliver some food parcels.
And is it families that we're taking these to?
Yes, we're going to two families today. Mum, Dad and four children, and a mum with two children.
I think there's definitely a misconception about homeless. When people hear the word homeless, they maybe think people, you know, sleeping rough, or people on the streets, maybe single men. But actually, it's families out there in Harrogate that need this help.
I mean, since we've done the project 2 years ago, we've delivered 1,047 emergency food parcels. So there are families and single people that need the support, that are working, that just can't meet ends meet. We've got people like the social services contacting us saying, can we deliver food parcels to various people? Loads of families on our books that we continue to support, because obviously it's not only food, it's toiletries, it's clothes, it's children's clothing. We try to help out as much as we can.
You know, I think you're widely known in the area and people know that people come to you for meals, but I guess this is a side that people don't really see or know much about.
Yeah, it's because of the confidentiality, and the families are embarrassed they've asked for help, but it's making that step. When they contact us, it's normally behind the scenes, and it's us delivering them personally, whereas going to the food bank, which is amazing, but it's getting them to go there. That's the first step that they need to take, which I think they find quite difficult. Hi Jade,
hi.
You okay?
Hi guys, hi Corinna. Come in.
We've just got you a food parcel, is that alright?
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll just drop it in. Right, so in it is some tea bags, coffee, pasta, sauce. She's got some chicken. She's got some goodies for the kids. The chickens from CNG give us a meat order each week, and we use it for the food, but if we can, we like to put some in the food parcels because obviously we like them to have a cooked meal. And it's just the basics: milk, bread, toilet rolls, and then some bits for the children for goodies.
So I've spotted some Betty's Fat Rascals in there as well. So.
You have. It's got some Betty's Fat Rascals and Fondant Fancies. So yeah, we collected from Betty's today, which is amazing. And then we hand them out where we can.
My name's Jade. I live in Harrogate and I'm 31. Probably about a year and a half or a year ago, I was really, really struggling. So I work 30 hours a week, but it's just still really, really difficult to make ends meet. So a lady at my work who's like my second mum, I didn't know she was going to message Corinna, but messaged to get me a food parcel, so I didn't ask for it. At Christmas, Corinna was asking me to go to the Fat Badger for a Christmas dinner and some presents for the kids, and I kept saying no. But Corinna was very insistent and we had an amazing time.
And you say it was actually, you know, a friend of yours who contacted Corinna sort of on your behalf.
Yeah, because I was just saying, you know, that I was really, really struggling. It's mostly in the holidays when they're not at school, it's harder because I don't get paid in the holidays either. And then getting childcare to work, because there's two of them, would cost more to look after them than what I'd be getting paid. So, but I'm studying as well to try and, you know, progress my career. So it's just really difficult. Dreading the summer holidays.
And so you said, you know, someone sort of contacted Corinna on your behalf. Yeah. Because I guess it's hard. You didn't want, you know.
I genuinely hate asking for help. So proud. So, and that's why I said no about 10 times going to the Christmas thing. And a small handful of people really frowned upon it and said that I wasn't homeless and I was taking it from people that were homeless. And that really, really upset me. But I just wouldn't have been able to get those things for my children, and I wouldn't have been able to take them for the Christmas dinner or for them to see Santa. So,
do you think there's other single mums in your position?
Yeah, definitely. I do. I think everybody really struggles just trying to make ends meet, and even things like fuel and or little things like feeling like if your children are missing out on things. I'll try and do things that, because obviously I have to pay for childcare as well to go to work in the morning and pick them up later, which is expensive. And then things, So, like, if they want to go horse riding or, I don't know, different activities that they want to do, all cost a fortune. So I try and see things that they can do at school. School's a bit cheaper and they're always growing. So they need shoes and clothes. And they grow so quickly.
Karina, come deliver food parcels for you. I mean, they've supported you in lots of different ways. Where do you think you'd be without Karina and the project?
Probably still struggling and not wanting to ask for help. Sometimes I've even had a few delivered without asking for them because I don't ask. I can't thank them enough. I appreciate it so much.
Do you feel that there's a stigma? Because you don't want to ask for help. Do you feel like there's a stigma? Are people going to look at you in a certain way?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I know there's a lot of, not just single mums, families on low incomes. You know, it's so hard as everything else is going up. And, you know, even just like utility bills and stuff. And yeah, it's really hard. And I think it's just going to get harder.
And when you get the food parcels, and I know you've got some base rascals, you know, and some sort of treats and that, how does that feel, sort of being able to, you know, give treats to the kids or have a little
bit? They know when one's been. I'm really careful with it, like special stuff I hide in the cleaning cupboard that they won't go in. I don't do big shops. What I do is, like, I wait till late at night and go to the co-op and see, like, what meats and stuff have, like, reduced down at, like, 10:30 at night. So that I'm not just giving them tins of stuff, at least they're having, you know, like chicken or meat or whatever, so they're having that as well. So, yeah, I don't do big shops.
So you've sort of found ways, you know, to manage and...
Yeah, we have to, don't you? You just do.
So we're just driving away from Jade's now. Karina, where are we headed to next?
We're heading to a family and they've got four girls. And again, we've been supporting them for over a year now. But the nicest thing about this family that we support, they're so grateful that they give back as well, because Dad, out of the family, he then helps us in the project. So we have collections. We have to collect food on a daily basis. And he collects food for us 3 times a week just as a thank you, just to say, you know, he appreciates what we do and then gives something back.
And I think what's quite moving about what Jade was saying there is, and, you know, she obviously got quite emotional, as you would do, and it's sort of the stigma attached to asking for help. And actually, she didn't ask for help. It was somebody else who recognised she needed help and got in touch with you guys. And there is this sort of horrible stigma. Do you feel that for everybody you help, that there's also somebody who's too ashamed to
Yeah, I think, you know, the lot of the referrals or the lot of people that need our help come via someone else, because they are embarrassed, ashamed, they don't know what to expect. They just think, is someone going to find out that they've come to us? You know, are we going to let anyone know? Which isn't the case. But again, yeah, there is definitely a stigma attached to sort of, you know, asking for help.
Especially in this age of social media, you know, where everybody seems to have an opinion about everything.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And if, you know, something was to get out, they're worried about it going on social media and someone, you know, commenting on that maybe they didn't deserve it. What they don't realise is the people that do comment and judge don't know the situation. They don't know the background that person's in. And to actually come forward and ask for help, you've got to be desperate. And these are what these people are. They're desperate.
Hi, Chris. You all right?
Hiya, not so bad, thanks.
I've just got a food parcel to drop off.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, I'll just come in.
Hi, I'm Chris and I'm 36. It just came to happen that my wife lost her job when she had the last baby, and we were really struggling to make ends meet with the four girls. And I just thought, well, I've heard of food banks on the telly, so I thought, well, I'd ask Karina if she knew if we were entitled to it. And of course she came down and brought us all these lovely food parcels. It was like nearly the end of the month, when it was the week before payday, all the bills had gone out, and we were just really struggling to feed everybody. You know, we've got a big family, we just couldn't make ends meet.
What was it like sort of approaching Karina, asking for help? Was it difficult to come? Because you never thought you'd be in that,
no,
in that situation.
I never thought I'd be in that situation, because I was like my dad, I'm like old-fashioned. I really was like, they're my family, they're my kids, I should provide for them. I didn't really want to go asking for things. So I've never done it before, and I thought I'd never ever do it. Because I got a good job, good pay, but it just wasn't enough.
Do you think there's other families in Harrogate like you?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of other families. I've spoken to a few at the kids' school and I've told them about Karina and the project, and I'm not sure whether they've approached them or not, or whether they were like me, thinking, I don't really want to do it, and... Well, yeah, lots of things.
Do you think there's a stigma attached to it and a misconception about what, you know, yeah, homelessness and...
Yeah, it's... I don't think people like to ask for help. It's the pride. But if you are struggling, you need the help. My wife's back at work now. We're not as struggling as much as we were before. We're getting there slowly. Every now and then, maybe we need another parcel just to top things up and keep us going if, like, an unexpected bill comes along or out like that. But we can cope just about now. We're getting there.
Karina's bought you a package tonight. What difference does the help make?
It just eases things off. We don't need to worry about, right, what we're going to do for tea that night. Are we going to have enough money for the weekend to buy food or essentials? It just relieves the pressure a bit more.
So we're just driving away from Chris's house. So that's two deliveries that you've made this evening. But these aren't the only two deliveries of food parcels that you've made today, Karina.
No, we've actually dropped another four off. So Chris's last one was six in total this evening. We normally, three nights a week, we're dropping food parcels off to people in need.
And that's an ongoing, every week throughout the year?
Yeah, it is. It's an ongoing. As I say, we've done over 1,000 in the last 2 years, and they just increase and increase. The more awareness we're raising, the more people are coming and asking for help.
And a cross-section of people as well. So we've been to see Jade, who's a single mum. Chris, who, you know, has, you know, wife and four kids. You know, a cross-section of people in the community.
Definitely, from single mums to families to elderly people. We have loads of people coming to us for support.
Obviously, you rely on support from the community. What is the response you get from people in Harrogate?
The response has been incredible. The community is just pulling together. We wouldn't be able to do it if it wasn't for the general public, local businesses, all supporting us. And as I said, as it's increasing, it means that we're needing more support, more people that can, you know, donate a food parcel or anything to go into a food parcel. So as much support as possible.
And if people want to find out more and want to find out how to donate, where can they find more information?
Right, you can search us on Facebook, Karina's Homeless and Vulnerable Project, or you could email me, karinayoung@live.co.uk, or you could just call me on 07 803 788 110.